Good morning and welcome to Public Affairs, a presentation of Sandhill Media Group, licensee for radio stations KUPI, KQPI, KUPY, KQEO, KSPZ, AM 980, KSNA, and KAOX. I'm your host, Marv Hepworth. This morning we're visiting with Kia Shaw. You are with the Idaho Food Bank. What is your official title?
It's the Eastern Idaho Branch Manager. It's kind of a mouthful.
Now, I understand that because of our current situation, I heard recently that 1 in 6 Americans is now out of a job. That's going to put a tremendous strain on food banks all over the country. How is it here in Southeast Idaho?
You know, we really have seen an increase in the need that our services do provide. And we saw it started going up slightly before the governor's stay home order originally back in March. And it has really just gone up week by week. It kind of depends on the area. By area, I mean county. We serve 16 counties. And so it depends on where you're at, but it's anywhere between a 10 to 100% increase in need.
This is really affecting blue-collar families that have to go to a specific location. And since those, a lot of them have been shut down, that is, of course, going to put huge burdens on them to try and feed their families. And I understand that also in a lot of situations, the unemployment is taking a long time to kick in. And so there is a need even beyond what they would normally encounter, right?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of new families who've never been put in this situation before. And so it's a lot of new faces. And really, we just want to make sure people know that we're here to help. Like, if you need help, please reach out to us and we will get you in contact with the pantry closest to you.
People that are not in a position of needing the food bank, how can we help and how can we donate?
So there's multiple different ways we can help. If you do live in the Pocatello, Chubbuck area, you can either volunteer at the Idaho Food Bank in our warehouse. We do limit the amount of people that we have in per groups to 10 or less. And we are asking able-bodied, low-risk people to come and volunteer. Or if you would like to help at a local pantry, especially if you're not in the Pocatello, Chubbuck area, we have pantries across Southeast Idaho who very much so need volunteers, able-bodied, low-risk people to come help. And all of that information can be found at idahofoodbank.org. In the volunteer section.
Are there any efforts being made right now to try and do fundraisers, anything where they can get food donations to try and bolster the stores of the Idaho Food Bank?
Absolutely. So what we are focusing on, because we are ramping up our food distribution by 30% over the next couple months, and so on top of what we already do and what we already provide in the communities, we're adding another 30% on top of that. And the best way for us to do that and the most efficient way for us to do that is by purchasing truckloads of food. So really right now, our monetary donations are what we're really pushing for at a food bank level. So if you have the capability, we're really encouraging people to donate monetarily so that we can purchase those large scale quantity trucks of food. And if you would like to do a food drive, we are asking that they go straight to our partner pantries that are in the communities because they can get used immediately. And so in order to find those, if you log on to idahofoodbank.org, under the Get Food tab, we have a food assistance locator, and that's where you can find a pantry closest to you. If you want to donate food and if you are in need of food, that's the best place to go.
Key, I understand that because of the purchasing power of the Idaho Food Bank, monetary really is the best way to go, because your purchase translates to a much higher dollar amount than if we were to donate food. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So we can purchase enough food for 5 meals on the dollar, and 94% of all of our donations go straight to food and programs. And so we're really efficient with our money, and we can make it stretch a long ways.
In the event that you need help, again, this is something that a lot of people have never had to ask for before, but may find themselves in a situation. How difficult is it for somebody to make that initial call?
You know, it's really easy. You can call our warehouse at 208-233-8811, and any of my staff who answers the phone will get you connected with a pantry that's closest to you. Or if you do have internet access, like I said, go on to idahofoodbank.org. Under the Get Food tab, use the food assistance locator, and that will pinpoint to the pantry closest to you, and it gives you all the information you need to be able to access that pantry.
Of course, since the governor has not allowed open association yet, and it may be a while, people are going to have to practice the social distancing, and you're taking all the measures to do that, even with the people in your warehouse, correct?
That is true. We are, like I said, with our volunteers, we're reducing the amount of people that we have per group, and we are doing social distancing projects so that way they are staying apart. Even as far as our food distributions at our pantries and at our mobile pantries that we do, most of them are set up like a drive-through, so you don't even have to get out of your car. You just tell the person who's taking the information your household breakdown, and they will put stuff in your trunk and send you on your merry way.
We've been seeing pictures on the national news of entire airport parking lots that are full of lines of people trying to get this food. Are we seeing anything even close to that here in Southeast Idaho, or are we approaching just an increase over what we would normally see?
We're approaching the increase of what we would normally see. I mean, we are seeing lines of cars, but that's because of their distribution model has changed.
Anything else that we need to talk about as far as the needs of the Idaho Food Bank here in Southeast Idaho that we might be able to help with?
You know, I think we covered it really good. The best thing I want to tell people is that really, if you need a food, please, please, please reach out to us. Use our food assistance locator on our website. We're here to help for you guys. And then again, if you are able-bodied and low risk and would love to volunteer, we can get you connected either in your local community or here down at the warehouse.
Have you noticed a step up in the people that want to assist and want to volunteer?
Absolutely. We were a little worried at first when it was all hit. You know, we had a lot of big groups get canceled because of the stay-home order and because of the social distancing. But when we changed, the second we changed how we're doing it and different things, we've had so many new volunteers come in and help, and it's been fantastic to watch the community rally around.
Once again, the Idaho Food Bank really does need the help monetarily through food donations, through volunteer help. And again, give us the location of your website so that people can go and either get the food assistance or help their neighbors by donating as well.
Yep. It is idahofoodbank.org. If you need to get food, use the food assistance locator. If you would like to volunteer, there's a volunteer tab. Or if you would like to donate monetarily, there's a big red donate now button in the right-hand corner.
Kia, I'd like to thank you for being our guest this morning on Public Affairs.
Thank you, Marv.
Thank you for tuning in to Public Affairs, a presentation of Sandhill Media, licensee for radio stations KUPI, KQPI, KUPY, KQEO, KSPZ, AM 980, KSNA, and KAOX. Thanks and have a great day.